It's that time of year when families gather together to reopen old feelings. And Silver Bell Records is proud to present A Dysfunctional Family Christmas. This is the album your family is sure to cherish for Christmases to come.
Christmas time, you force a smile. Everyone is joining in the group denial. Folks behaving infantile. Family Christmas time.
Hit after dysfunctional hit. Songs like The Almost Perfect Christmas.
Dinner is perfect, the presents are perfect, the tree in the parlor is a perfect one.
Then your brother yells at your mother, Christmas is ruined for everyone.
Get timeless favorites like Someday I'll Get Christmas Right, I've Got My Drinking Under Control for the Holidays, Peace on Earth Where, and The Daughter's Song.
Presents and wrapping paper, ribbons and bows and all that stuff.
Like,
why do we even bother?
Country Christmas classic.
Every Christmas when you got drunk, I told the children you were not drunk. And I said, Tommy, you're not being bad. It's just that Christmas makes your mommy mad.
You get Can't You Let It Drop, It's Christmas. What I want, you can't buy me. Fruitcake and Shame. And Why Am I the Only One Who Knows What Christmas Really Means? And many more.
Underneath the mistletoe, it's a 2x2 jingle bell world. And underneath all those extra pounds is a very pretty girl.
Daddy's nose is red and runny. Daddy's voice is gruff and funny. And the only words I can understand are God and Him and Christmas.
Just imagine 24 timeless standards, including the classic Carol of Intimacy.
Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away.
Call 1-800-GET-HELP today. Operators are standing by.
I'm going to order that.
Yes.
That sounds great.
It's a great gift for the holidays.
Go to my feet, because I'm on the sunny side of the street.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for letting me come in and be part of the show today. I appreciate it.
Willie, take some Robitussin, buddy.
No kidding.
Was that Chris Rock that in his comedy routine talked about Robitussin? You ever see that?
Yeah.
When he was a kid,
broken leg, just pour some Tussin on it.
Pour some Tussin on it.
Yeah.
You know, you got a rash, pour some Tussin on it. Your toothache, drink some Tussin. Robitussin.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are. Can it be? Can it be the 10th?
Mm.
Yes, it can. We're glad to have you with us. I think we've all heard, it's actually a good news to read, and I've read it two or three places now, that this time of year the suicide rates go up. More people kill themselves over the holidays.
Yeah.
Not true.
Really?
It's a myth. Absolutely not true. I read a couple of different articles where they ran the numbers, and there is no truth to that whatsoever. There's no statistic to show that there's even any increase at all. So that's good. That's good to hear. Although I can understand why sometimes you want to, like, jump off a bridge over the holiday season. Do we have a Burke? We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I mean, a lot of stuff. And we're going to hear from you. We're going to hear from Jose today. But first, the Burke segment. Do we have any? I was in San Diego over the weekend visiting my dad, so I got a couple of things to share with you from that. I think you'll find kind of funny. Do we have any Burke segment?
I don't, but I know somebody in the room does.
Well, that would leave one person, the man famous for his heritage and the fortune that he's in line for from the Levi Strauss Company.
Yes.
We don't talk about it a lot, but Daniel Levi Strauss. Every time you put on a pair of jeans, money in Dan's pocket the road.
Thank you so much.
Dan Strauss is here with something for the Burke segment. Dan, what do you have?
Well, you know, this. I was involved in an accident about 3 weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving, maybe a couple days before Thanksgiving.
That's right, I remember.
And it was in a parking lot. The girl packed out and hit my driver's door and dented it in pretty good.
Smashed it
in pretty good.
I remember I asked if she was good looking.
Yes, you did.
I don't believe she was extraordinarily good looking.
No.
Which I'm sure is the same thing she said when her girlfriend said, dude, did the guy you back into, is he good looking?
Yeah.
She goes, no.
So I contact her insurance company. She admits everything. She admits that it was her fault and everything, and told them that. And the guy that I'm talking to and working with on the claim, he's really, really tough to get a hold of. And then I finally talked to him a couple of times.
Well, sure he is, because he's having to write the check.
I know.
Right, yes.
I know, a couple of times. So, and then, I don't even know this, but his wife apparently is pregnant, and he is on leave now for 2 weeks.
The guy's on maternity leave.
The guy's on maternity leave. He took off for a couple of weeks to be with his wife, but he never said one word about it. So I'm trying to get a hold of this guy, and then finally I call someone else, and they said, oh, he's on maternity leave with his wife. We don't have any information because they told me I had to go to one of their auto body shops that they have, which I won't even name this place, but I would never go to this place.
No. Hope you put your foot down.
Well, yeah. I did. I told them. I said, I'm taking it to Schaefer. I told them immediately that I'm going to Schaefer Auto Body.
I think you should mention the company personally, but...
Not the body shop.
Not the body shop.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the insurance company.
Oh, no. First Acceptance. Which
I've never heard of that.
What?
Yes. Yeah,
First Acceptance.
Well, there's your first problem. Is an insurance company called First Acceptance Insurance.
I know. So they're out of Chicago, I guess. The people I'm talking to are in Chicago. And I knew something was wrong the other day when I talked with someone, and she says, now you're in St. Louis. Are you on the same time zone as we are? I'm like, are you kidding me? You're kidding me, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So this is taken. So I've tried to get a hold of people, and they said, we're waiting to get the pictures and the estimate. I said, I have the estimate in my hand. I have it right here. I can read it off to you. Well, no, they're supposed to send it in, and they never have. I said, well, someone needs to call them and find out, because the guy told me, if you want it done right here, I'm like, no, I'm not going to have it done there at that place, which is in Florissant. So it's been going on for 3 weeks, and then finally today I called and I said, listen, I need to get my car in because the door is gapped a little bit in the top. So if it rains, it rains in the car.
Well, it rained all weekend.
Well, I had it undercover, thank goodness, all weekend. But
Dan drove with an umbrella out the window.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. It was crazy. So this morning I call and the lady says it's waiting for approval. I said, what's to approve? She says, well, we need to find out if we're going to total the car or fix the damages. I said, it's $2,000 worth of damages on the door. I said, it's a brand new 2012 Chevy Equinox. I said, if your company totals it, there's a problem. There's a huge problem. So she says, well, call back this afternoon. We should have this all straightened out. So I just called back a little while ago before we went on the air, and the lady says, well, no, she said she was going to call you back. I said, no, she didn't. She said, for me to call back to you. And she says, well, we just got the pictures like an hour ago. I'm like, you're kidding me.
Another lie, probably.
Yeah.
So let's go back to, again, the name of this outfit, First Acceptance Insurance.
Yes.
You know, with all the insurance companies in the world that you've heard of, Allstate, mm-hmm. State Farm, Farmers,
Travelers,
Mutual, Travelers, Fireman's Fund, you go with First Acceptance.
No, that's her insurance.
Yeah, that's Dan's insurance.
Okay, okay, good. I knew you weren't sometimes real smart, but I was hoping you weren't this stupid.
Yeah. No, no.
No. Good for you.
No, I actually have a decent one of those insurance companies that we've just mentioned, but this is all her insurance company, and it's a,
boy, I wouldn't tolerate that much longer. Boy,
it is a mess.
Dragging their feet.
Yeah, but what are you going to do about it?
There's got to be something.
You say, I'm not going to tolerate it, but then what do you do? You're going to start spending money for an attorney? You shouldn't have to do all that.
No, and I just want to get it into Schaefer. I already went and talked to Schaefer about it, so they're just waiting for me to bring it in and waiting for them to approve everything.
Are you even sure this is a legitimate insurance? I mean, I've never heard of this place.
You Google it?
No, I haven't.
Maybe it's just their family members or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Bob Smith decided to have an insurance company.
Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to get it in for you.
Oh, yeah. No, here it is. Right. Yeah, it's a place.
Yeah, it's a place.
It's a place. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Feel better now.
So there you go.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much
That's it.
It's been pretty frustrating.
Where to start? Wow. We got some serious stuff we have to talk about today. We're not going to do much of that because we don't do much of that. We also have a couple new videos on our Facebook page. And thanks to Peon for putting them up there. Simply because if I did it, it'd take 8 days for me to figure out how to get it on there. But there are a couple of videos that I shot you when I was out in the San Diego area. I spent a couple of days with my dad and just happened upon in driving a street sign. And I had heard rumblings that one of the Native American Indian tribes out in Southern California was trying to find a way to honor me.
Really?
Yeah.
And, honor you?
Yeah, because of all I've done for them economically by pumping money into their casinos when I'm out there.
Oh.
And you'll see on the Facebook page the video of the tribute to me, and you can tell it kind of broke me up a little bit.
I noticed that when I saw it. You were choked up.
I was. I wasn't prepared for what I saw. And then the other video, and to get to these, you just go facebook.com/AM in the PM. And you can see, you don't even have to have a Facebook page. Anybody can go there. And the other one is very graphic. Beyond you saw it, and I know it's probably tough for you to look at.
Yeah.
A double homicide. I'm actually the first on the scene. After a double homicide of the two holiday icons, inflatable Frosty and inflatable Santa.
No.
Some evil monster. I don't know what else to call him.
What?
I don't want to talk about it. You'll see
this
the video.
This one's choking you up too.
Yeah, you're talking about it chokes me. You'll see the video. If you want to call us, we have Jose right after the news next hour, but we're wide open, as we always are, to anything you want to ask us. Well, almost anything. It's like personal hygiene stuff we may not discuss, or personal finances. But about anything you want to ask us, we'll be happy to talk to you, and we'd love to get to know you. Bruce is in great voice today. I talked to him before the show. I said, can you sing Getting to Know You? He said, ready to go, boss. That's what he said to me.
Oh.
And so he's ready. We'd like to get to know you if you've never called before, and then we have some stories to share with you. This Australian disc jockey thing and the hospital. I have to tell you that
it's still all over the news.
Well, first of all, I can't understand why they're fired. Because let me say something here. Wacky DJs, for as long as there have been wacky DJs, have done this kind of goofy crap. And the ones that do it, and they still do it here, too. This was Australia. But they, for some reason, think this is the funniest thing to call and try to pretend to be somebody else. It's been done 10,000 times. It's not against the law. They're not breaking any rules by doing it in Australia. Now, I know that in this country, you can't call and put somebody on the air and not tell them they're on the air. You can play it after the fact with their permission, or you can tell them up front who you are and what you're doing, and is it okay to go on the air. I don't know what the laws are in Australia, but forget that part of it. Let's just talk about what they did. And all they did was something that's been done thousands of times by goofy DJs who think, we'll pull a good one, we'll call and pretend to be. They didn't kill that nurse. Any nurse that will take her own life. Didn't she have a child? She left a husband and a child. Yeah, I think so, and a child. Anybody who would take her own life over something she had nothing to do with, she was merely a victim of a prank. There was something really wrong with her. She was mentally unstable. There's a lot more going on here than a couple of DJs. They didn't kill her. They've lost their jobs. You know, something stupid is just nothing more than that. Just something stupid and silly and funny. Nobody got hurt. There's no harm done here. I'm sure the hospital is just embarrassed. But the nurse didn't put the call through. And even the person that put the call through to the room, I can't imagine how in anybody's mind you think, oh my goodness, I'm just going to take my life. I can't live the rest of my life knowing that you thought it was, what do they call it, the Queen Mom? Who was it supposed to be called? Queen Elizabeth? Who's that old
Prince
one with a
Charles.
Hat?
Yeah, Elizabeth II, I believe.
I'm shocked at the commentators that I hear on the air going, why, these two scumbags, how dare they? They deserve to lose their job. No, they don't. I don't think a halfway stable person mentally would ever commit suicide over something like that. So sometimes I think we call for drastic measures. The punishment doesn't fit the crime here. It's nothing any different than they've done a thousand. Does anybody disagree with me here?
No, I completely agree.
I
don't know why they were fired.
You know, it's...
I wonder if more will come out about this nurse at all. What her?
Well, here's the other, and then we're going to get to the phone call. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Here's the other thing I find interesting. This over the weekend, the death of the football player Brown. Okay.
Oh right, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, Jerry Brown, 25. He was the passenger with Josh Brent. Brent was drunk. Lost control, hit a curb, whatever, flip, kills his best friend and teammate. What I find interesting here is a couple of things. One, I didn't see Bob Costas go on there and go, well, if we didn't live in this alcohol culture that we live in, and alcohol weren't so easy to obtain, had he not had a drink, his buddy would still be alive. I didn't see him do that.
And the guy that died is from St. Louis.
Well, here's my other question. Isn't it interesting that, unless you've heard it, I haven't, anybody talk about the condition he was in? Well, my guess is he was drunk, too. They were out. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. They'd been out partying, you know, doing what a lot of athletes and a lot of people do. The chances of him being completely sober, pretty slim, I would say. I'm speculating here. If he wasn't drunk, what excuse do you have for getting in the car with a guy you've just been with for a few hours, watching him slam him down, you know he's drunk, and you get in the car with him?
Yeah, and say, no, I'm
driving. Why don't you say, I'm not riding with you, and you shouldn't drive, and if you do drive, I'm not going to ride with you. But I'm again, guessing that his thinking was impaired because he was probably hammered, too, because I don't think a sober person would get in the car with a guy that drunk. And they didn't reveal any findings about alcohol in his system. I guess just because somehow that would be disrespectful because he's not the bad guy here. The other guy's the bad. He's just the poor victim. Well, he's a victim in a sense because of a bad choice he made. He made the choice to get in the car with this guy. How could he not have known that he was drunk? And you say, well, you can't always tell how drunk somebody is. Okay, I'll give you that. Maybe he handles his alcohol pretty well. But if he was with him that night and he watched what he consumed, anybody with half a brain would know, well, he had 5 drinks. He's going to get in the car. I'm not going to ride with him. I'm not trying to paint him in a bad light. I'm just saying that this gets back to... you know, like so many other things, I used to tell my boys, and if you ask my boys, they tell you, my daughter, too, they've heard this 100 times. In your life, as you're about to do something and your gut is kind of telling you to maybe rethink it or questioning it, something just doesn't feel quite right, ask yourself this question. If I go ahead and do this, what's the worst thing that can happen? And am I prepared to deal with that if it happens? That's all you have to ask yourself. And if the worst thing that can happen is I'm going to get in this car and drive it and kill my best friend, maybe I better not do this. I better call a cab. If the worst thing that can happen is I get in the car with my friend who's drunk and he's driving and we get in a horrible wreck and I might get killed, do I still want to do this? And if you still want to do it, go ahead and do it. But in here, Mr. Costas talking about, and I have to tell you something, talk about gun culture all you want to. I think we have a much more serious alcohol culture that we live in. Think about it. Think about this holiday season. What's everybody, well, not everybody, but what are millions of people going to be doing? And it's a major part of it, drinking. whether it's eggnog or cocktails. There are going to be cocktail parties and office parties, and people are going to be drinking. They're going to be getting in their cars. Lots of them will be getting in their cars who shouldn't get in their cars. We've got a more serious alcohol culture problem than we do a gun problem. And it's almost become... It's to the point that you're kind of an odd freak. If you, come on, have a drink. Here, have a drink. Now, you know what? Get yourself a glass of club soda and a piece of lime in it. It looks like a vodka tonic or something. Nobody will know the difference. Take some calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. This is Ben. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, great, Barry. Too, Ben. Thank you.
Hey, you mentioned the Indian thing you were talking about earlier. Is there a way you can play that Cherokee hair? Or...
Oh, yeah.
Going into the break maybe or something?
You know what, Ben? That is a great suggestion. Peon will take care of that, and we will play it in mere moments.
Sure. Thanks.
It's one of the great commercials.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Same to you.
Yeah, I think they took that product off the market, but we still have the commercials.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
somebody found it offensive to the Native Americans. Whatever.
Yeah.
Jay is with us. Hello, Jay. How are you? Jay?
Hello.
Yes, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Great.
Great. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was wondering, have you had a chance to look and see what the two DJs that got fired look like?
I have not.
Yeah, I saw their picture today.
You need to see a picture of the gal. She is hot, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking, she's looking for work. You're needing the lady on the air with you, maybe. Maybe you get her over here.
From Australia.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know.
We could use that. We could use that.
KTRS, you guarantee a job for life. I mean, once you get a job there, you're in. So, I mean.
And we could use an accent on this show. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have anybody with a hot accent, and that Australian thing on women.
Whoa,
think of an
good.
I think it's
one
kind
of
a hot
ones.
Sound. Yeah, it's one of the better accents if a woman's going to have an accent. That's a great idea, Jay. We'll get in touch with them.
All right, thanks.
All right, you have to pay your own moving expenses. We don't have any money. We have to empty our own trash.
You
so
bring her
you know,
own chair.
She'll have to move herself over. Thank you, Jay. Merry Christmas. Night. Sue wants to jump in. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I like your voice.
Oh, you said that the last time I called.
Well, then it's true,
still
because
good.
If I said it twice, you still have a great voice.
Well, thank you.
And I don't remember the last time you called, but it doesn't matter. What can we do for you?
I never knew the story behind why you call that segment of your program the Burke segment.
Okay.
I don't know the story behind that.
Would you like to know?
Yes.
When I was in high school, I had a history teacher named Mr. Burke. And Mr. Burke, it was a one-hour history class, and the bell rang at the top of the hour, and he always wore short-sleeve shirts with a tie. You know that look where the short sleeves are always too short? And,
yeah.
And the little pocket protector and a tie. And he was a great history teacher, and he would stand up in front of the class every single day for history class, and he'd say these words. He'd say, does anybody have anything to say? And he gave us exactly 15 minutes of the hour to talk about anything we wanted to talk about. You could say, you could raise your hand, Mr. Burke. He'd go, yes, Frank. Hey, Mr. Burke, what do you know about the break-in over the weekend in the cafeteria? Somebody broke in. And he'd say, well, you know, I haven't heard much more than you have. We're going to have a teacher's meeting later today. You could talk to him about the Grammys, the Academy Awards, the Cardinals game the night before. Anything goes. But at exactly 15 minutes after the hour, when the second hand hit 12 at a quarter after, he'd say these words, let's get down to business. And he would interrupt a sentence, a question. It doesn't matter where we were, at exactly 15 after, he'd say, let's get down to business, and he'd jump right into American history.
That's really neat.
Well, it is, and that's why I call it the Burke segment, because I decided, let's just open it up like he did. Does anybody have anything to say? He was a fantastic, he taught more American history in 45 minutes than most teachers could in 3 hours, because he loosened the classroom up. And
right.
you couldn't trick him. Because if you looked at the clock and it was 14 and a half minutes after, and you threw a question at him like, hey, Mr. Burke, I can't remember. Can you give me the names of the presidents in order? He'd start, And after he got through about eight of them, he'd look at the clock, and if it was a quarter after, he'd just stop and go, let's get down to business. You couldn't trick him. It was fantastic. I'll never forget Mr. Burke and the wait. So that's the reason for the Burke segment.
Well, I like it.
Well, I'm glad you do, Sue. I like you. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you for the call. I've got to do a little bit of it. Now we're behind. I just realized we're behind. But a question to ponder as we break and come back. I'm not a musician. Dan's a musician. But, Dan, you're not an orchestral musician. You're not part of a symphony orchestra. So here's my simple question. Can an orchestra not play without a conductor? You know, I watched a concert over the weekend, and that guy's up there with that baton, and I'm thinking, now, if he just walked away, could they not play this song? They got the sheet music in front of them. They know the song. Do you need that guy?
He turns around and walks away. All of a sudden, it turns into a big cluster.
sounds like they're tuning up.
I don't think so.
I think it helps keep them in tempo and know when to come in on certain parts, because every instrument isn't playing all at once.
Okay, how about this, though? I've been to... I've been to a couple of concerts where the artist would take a breather.
No.
And they still played fine. I think a lot of it's showmanship.
Yeah.
But, I'm not a musician. I don't know. Something to think about. We'll have to talk about our teeth for a second. We'll have to talk about the holidays and how a lot of people smile over the holidays. Some smiles are genuine, and some are those fake, phony holiday smiles. Oh, Aunt Margaret, so good to see you. You can't stand her, but, you know, you smile that phony smile. How's your smile going to look? Is it going to be something pleasant people want to see? Probably is going to depend on how your teeth look. If you're embarrassed about your teeth, or you're not necessarily embarrassed about them, you just know there's stuff going on in there that needs to be attended to, or it's going to get worse. Now, I haven't had an actual toothache in a long, long time, but I remember what a toothache feels like. You ever had toothache, Pion?
I don't think so.
Any cavities.
No.
You grew up with a fluoride in the water.
Yeah, not until about 5 or 6 years ago I had my first
cavity. Not a single cavity. By the time I was 30, I'd had like 8 or 10 cavities. Dan, you probably had two.
I have two, and I've had toothaches before. Oh.
And I remember what a toothache felt like, and it's this throbbing... it's hard to describe it. Don't wait till your body, in the form of a toothache, tells you, hey, something's wrong in here, get to the dentist. Don't wait for that. Don't wait until you go in and the work is so extensive that the dentist at Ballast Dental Care, I hope, says, wow, it's a good thing. They're not going to chastise you. They're just going to say, it's a good thing you came in. Let's go over some of the things that are going on there that we need to attend to. But sooner better than later, because this is actually something that I made up on my own, but it makes perfect sense. The longer you put off taking care of your teeth, the more extensive and expensive the work is going to be. It doesn't get cheaper, and your teeth and gums don't fix themselves. And that gum thing, you start having some gum issues, and you get now you're talking some... Ask Mike Evans about putting off dental work. I think he's got $30,000 at this point in his mouth in implants and dental work. So you don't have a dentist? Ballast Dental Care. You want to go where I go? I don't know that you'd want to go there just because I go there, except having been there 39 years, I know what I'm talking about. Ballast Dental Care. You have a dentist, but you don't like your dentist. Your dentist is retiring. Your dentist dies. Ballast Dental Care. You don't need to tell them why you're changing dentists. You know whether or not when you have to go, you dread it or you don't mind it at all. And if it's not the latter, then I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for 39 years, Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com.
Time to look at traffic right now, and here to give it to you is Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. So far, so good out there on the highways. No major delays, just a couple incidents, a couple stalls. First one is southbound 55 of the exit to Highway 44. That one's on the right shoulder. The other one is westbound 270 up in North County at 367. That one is also on the right shoulder. It's a good start to your afternoon southbound on 270 now between Highway 64 and 44. No delays reported. 70 westbound, a pretty good run as well west of the Blanchett Bridge. Could see just a little bit of volume right at the Blanchette Bridge. Remember, you're down to three lanes there, westbound on Highway 70 on the Blanchette, so Highway 370 and 364 are good alternate routes. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Wake up to the ham and Gruyere breakfast sandwich at St. Louis Bread Company. It's freshly cracked egg, smoked ham, white cheddar, all on a freshly baked soft roll. Try one in the morning, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
When storms rain down on the Midwest.
Breaking news here on the Big 550 KTRS with this weather alert. Here's News Director Victoria Babu.
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
There is a tornado warning now issued for Maryland Heights. I've got reports of sirens going off in the St. Louis City area. Hail is falling downtown.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Are you self-conscious about your crooked teeth when you smile? Well, now, thanks to Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, there's a simple fix. Instead of braces, he uses Invisalign, and Dr. Bowen says the results are magical.
Some people come in the room looking down at the floor because they're embarrassed of their smile, and they don't want to show anyone their teeth. But, you know, people perceive them as being antisocial, and if we can straighten their smile out and give them confidence, it makes a huge difference in their life.
Do you see men or women coming in asking for Invisalign?
We see both. Businessmen that are in sales and women just want to have a more beautiful smile. I mean, it's the second most common thing people look at when they look at your face.
Dr. Bowen is convinced Invisalign will work for you. He'll give you a deal.
Through the end of the year, we're going to offer $500 off the Invisalign, and we're going to include a take-home whitening system with it.
Dr. Bowen will whiten and straighten your teeth. B-O-A-I-N. BowenDentalCare.com or 314-921-3500. Bowen Dental Care.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-900-6936. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-900-6936. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-900-6936.
For more than 80 years, J.B. Smith Funeral Home has been your family-owned funeral home friend and neighbor. Has been privileged to serve families in the St. Louis community. Both the Maplewood and Fenton funeral homes are large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the dignity, understanding, and know your name. To find out what makes us different, go to jbsmith.com. That's J-A-Y, the letter B, smith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Home, celebrate life and cremation services.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late night low battery chirp.
Not again!
And the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
Check out the Cheshire, a renovated traditional British-style inn. The Cheshire Restaurant and the Fox and Hound Tavern are both the perfect in-town getaway. See more at CheshireSTL.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
It's a beautiful time of the year.
This is Sharon.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're near.
Yeah, sounds good.
The wind is blowing, it might start snowing. There's just the two of us here.
This almost sounds like I'm waiting for it to be a joke.
Let's have sex.
No, there's the joke.
It's snowing. Not recognize it.
Let's have sex. Santa's coming. Let's have sex.
By the way, this ought to be the attitude that more wives take, not just at the holiday season, but all year long. Oh, look, it's raining. Let's have sex.
Yes.
Look, it's warm outside. Let's have sex. Okay, well, we're finally home. That was a long trip. Let's have sex. I think it would be the cure to all of the world's ills. We need to work toward that. Let me do a quick bit of business. We'll go to the phone calls. Jay, if you don't mind holding on one more minute, anybody else who wants to call will get right to you. I couldn't be happier about the success we've had and that the Good Feet people have had with this show. That was one of those cross your fingers and hope it works type deals. I believed in the product, but you never know going in if you're going to do a good enough job to convince people that there's a lot more to this than just sticking some off the shelf thing in your shoe, just a gel pad or something. There's a lot more to what Good Feet does than that off-the-rack stuff. And apparently it has worked for them, and you have responded, and you've let them know your AM and the PM because they've signed on to come back with us in 2013, and I'm thrilled to death about that. Now, here's the thing. I have some Good Feet inserts. I actually have 3 different ones. You may get by with one. You may need a couple. You may need 3 for different situations and different kinds of shoes. I've got one pair of Good Feet inserts that you could not wear with real fancy loafer-type dress shoes. I don't own those shoes anyway, but they sell inserts, arch supports. And for years and years and years and years, I remember my grandmother used to wear them, and she worked on her feet. She worked for Brown Shoe Company on the line and stood on her feet all day. And she'd get home and take those old grandmother shoes off, and there were those arch supports. And she didn't have a lot of choices. They probably just said, here's the one and only one we have. Good Feet has lots of different configurations, hundreds of them. And if you just give them 30, 40 minutes of your time, there's a very good chance they're going to find one that when they slip it in your shoe, you're going to make the sound when you get up and walk around, because you will notice that you'll be able to tell something has changed. That pain, that weird feeling is gone or going away right there in the store. And if not, thank them and be on your way. Maybe you have something more severe and more serious, something that can't handle and can't help. But great percentage of the people that go in, walk out, either with greatly alleviated pain or eliminated pain. The Good Feet stores. You don't need an appointment. You just walk in. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com if you like, or just walk in one of the stores. There's one on Olive just west of 270. It's across the street from Friday's in South County. Good Feet is on Union Road across from Macy's, and there's a Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerburg is the Good Feet stores. Back to the phones. Jay, thank you for waiting. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'll try not to keep you too long here, but I'll answer your question real quickly about the orchestra.
Okay, first of all,
crappy. They shouldn't fall apart without a conductor.
All right, are you a musician?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've played concert bands, orchestra, went to Missouri State and marched with over 400 people in marching bands, played in rock bands, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, you have a great resume. So the simple answer to the question is, does the orchestra really absolutely have to have a conductor?
They do not have to, okay. But the conductor's job is kind of twofold. One is dynamics, and the other one is actually physics. The dynamic thing is, you know, basically he can tell certain groups like the trumpet section or the violins to either play louder or softer, and he gives them cues on when to come in. The other thing with the physics is the difference between the speed of light and the speed of sound. If it's a very large band, like it is, like a 400-piece marching band, and you get them spread out across 100 yards on a football field, by the time one end plays a note, the other end may not hear it for up to a half a second.
Uh-huh.
So
right, that I understand. That makes sense.
Follow the conductor and not the sound of the music, because you might hear them at different times, but the audience is going to hear the music at the same time, so you don't have that what they fading back and forth.
All right, so not being a musician, doesn't, when you say telling an instrument when to come in, doesn't the sheet music tell you that? Who's supposed to play when? I mean...
No, yeah, but you have, you know, like drummers and stuff. They tend to fall asleep and not really pay attention.
Oh.
You're obviously not a drummer.
No, I do play drums and play in a bar down in Hillsboro occasionally, and I play drums for them down there. But I'm actually a trombone player.
But if you're at Tower Hall and the St. Louis Symphony's playing and the conductor all of a sudden had to step off because he had the cramps and gurgles and diarrhea, and if he just walked off the stage, they could keep playing. I mean, they just wouldn't just fall apart.
Yeah.
They could finish the song.
Unless they're really crappy and they don't listen to each other, but... there's a big difference between a lot of people who play an orchestra and play with a conductor constantly, and then all of a sudden you want to go play in a rock band or something, and there's nobody conducting. They may not be the best at listening to each other play and playing as an ensemble instead of just playing what's on their sheet music.
Now, the other thing I noticed is some conductors are very kind of dignified and low-key. You know, the batons. And then others, they got that wild hair flying around. And they're exhausted. I mean, they're up there flailing their arms, and you know what I'm talking about? They're doing the same thing as the guy who's a little more conservative with it. It's just, it's a show. He's a showman.
And it's kind of like a general on the battlefield, too. You know, the people that's playing for him are going to get much more into the music if he's much more into the music.
Okay,
you know,
that
you get somebody
sense.
Up there that's just waving their arms, they're keeping time and tempo and telling you when to come in. That can be very boring. But, you know, if you really feel in music, you know, and I always thought that music's an emotion, not a sound, but that can really bring out, you make the music much better. Just the
listen to Jay.
Wow.
Music is emotion, not a sound.
Man.
Very good, Jay. Copyright that slogan. That's a good one. Well, that's a good answer.
I learned that from one of my fraternity brothers that passed away recently. The band director for Fox High School, and I give a shout out, if you don't mind, to the Sinfonians maybe listening.
Well, I do mind, and you can't do it.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Jay, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, Frank. And tell Karen I said hi.
Hey, Karen, Jay said hi.
Oh,
all right,
sorry.
I just told her. Thank you.
Tina, I said hi.
Tina, Jay said hi.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Jay.
New here.
Thank you for the call. Bianca, can I do one more, or are we out of time?
I think so.
One more quick one. Paul, how are you?
Frank, I'm well. I'm A&M and Steam.
Got about a minute. It's yours. What can we do for you?
First of all, good checking up.
No, right, hang on. Go.
Drunk orders a limousine to the Chase Park Plaza. Limousine pulls up, he hops in, and he says, take me to Chase Park Plaza. Limousine driver says, we're at the Chase Park Plaza. He jumps out, throws him a 10, and says, next time don't drive so fast.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I know, comedy's tough.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's give him a round of applause. We're giving you
limousines on the weekends. And I'm wondering about the legalization of marijuana in Colorado. Say, if I go up to Colorado, smoke a joint, come back here and get drug tested, am I legal?
No. You're supposed to smoke it, but you're not supposed to drive after you smoke it or do your job after you smoke
it. Yeah,
and that's the big problem they're having in Washington and in Colorado is now you can smoke it, but it's still illegal to have it in your system.
Yeah,
you know what? It's no different than drinking.
Each business owner decides
the drug. It's no different than drinking. Drinking is legal, but if you go to work drunk or you drive drunk, you're screwed. So stay home.
Right.
Kind of the same thing.
Say like if you didn't drive or anything like that, it's still in your system.
It's also illegal federally, though, right?
Yeah, this is a whole area.
We're out of time. Paul, we're out of time. Yes. But have a Merry Christmas, Paul.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for the call. He tried the limo thing. It's not Playhouse caliber, but it wasn't bad. American Equity Mortgage is getting ready to turn the 21-year corner. I don't know what that month is where they celebrate having been here 21 years, but they've been here close to it. And been part of the show the whole time. 52 weeks a year for well over 20 years, almost 21. Appreciate that. Appreciate when you call them, that you tell them your AM and the PM. You may get somebody on the phone that says, what does that mean? It's a big place. And you might get a 30-year-old that is misguided and listening to rap music or something. And they don't know who we are. It doesn't matter. You did your part. You tell them that. We appreciate it. You're going to appreciate saving some money and getting out of some bad debt when they put together your bill consolidation loan. And they'll work really fast for you. Don't worry about your credit rating. If it's not perfect, most people do not have perfect credit. American Equity Mortgage. They'll get you in the house you want to get in and take care of that mortgage. If you already have it, they'll help you use that equity to borrow money from now on the smart way. AmericanEquity.com and don't confuse this with a sound-alike number, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Victoria Babu. You know, in this season of rushing from store to store, party to party, let's remember the real reason for the season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
The holiday cheer has begun at Westport Plaza with free carriage rides Friday and Saturday in December from 6 till 8 p.m. Rides begin in front of the St. Louis Bread Company. Plus, make your plans now for the spectacular New Year's Eve fireworks display at 6 p.m. with complimentary carriage rides from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Get in the spirit of the holidays and visit the newly renovated outdoor village with plenty of restaurants and bars to enjoy, along with special room rates at the Sheraton Hotels. To begin your holiday cheer, visit westportstl.com for details.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Obama once again reiterating he will not compromise on his demands that the wealthiest pay more to solve the nation's deficit problems. ABC's Ann Compton says he flew into Michigan today to make his case.
One day after his secret meetings with the speaker, President Obama is showing a willingness but